Fiat. May 10th, 1937. How God makes himself food for the creature. Their mutual exchange. Their harmonizing. Their speaking to each other form the most beautiful works. How the Queen of Heaven continues her office of mother and raises her son in the creatures. The sea of the divine will continues to inundate me. And since I am incapable and unable to anything, it seems to delight in feeding me, tiny little one, with its own hands more than maternal, the food of its fiat, and in teaching me word by word, syllable by syllable, the first vowels of the signs of the divine will. And when it seems that somehow I have understood it, oh, how it celebrates, because it feels all the certainty of forming a soul, all of divine will. And I, in seeing its maternal cares, how happy I am, and I thank it wholeheartedly. And my beloved Jesus, as the speaker of his volition, all goodness, told me, my little daughter of my will, each truth I manifest to you about my fiat is one more growth of it that you go through. It is one more bite of food that serves to strengthen you, warm you, and conform you more in it. It is one more sip you drink of the immense sea of my will. It is one more divine property you acquire. Now, you must know that for each additional act you do in it, we set before you our celestial table. And if you love, it feeds you our love. If you move on to comprehend us, it feeds you our wisdom. And oh, how many beautiful news and knowledges it gives you of your Creator. So, your God becomes your exquisite food. Therefore, in everything you do, now it feeds you with our power, now with our goodness, now with our sweetness, now with our strength, light, and mercy of ours. So, the human littleness, by living in our eternal volition, absorbs us sip by sip, bite after bite, because, being little, it is not given to it, even as much as possible for a creature, to take altogether what it must take of our divine being. More so, since this serves to delight each other. We in giving, she in receiving. We giving of our own, she giving us her littleness. We working her as we want, and she letting us work. It is our mutual exchange, our harmonizing, our speaking to each other, that form our most beautiful works, as we carry out the life of our will in the creature. In doing nothing, nothing is accomplished. Therefore, it is necessary to operate, to speak, to let ourselves be comprehended, to work, in order to make the beautiful statues, the repeaters of our life. So, when we find one who wants to listen to us and give herself to us in order to receive, we hold nothing back of what we can and know how to do for the creature. Now, my daughter, when the creature has nourished herself from our fiat unto knowing no other food, and has formed the chain of her acts, all sealed by the characteristics of the divine virtues, God remains imprisoned within his own divine virtues inside the creature. And if she loves them, it is God that makes a display of the power of his love, of his goodness, sanctity, in the acts of the creature. So, the power unleashed through these acts that God does in His creature is such as to invest heaven and earth, hover over all souls, invest them and overwhelm them with its powerful love, making them receive the kiss of the divine will, in such a way that the human family will feel its power and its love wanting to reign. More so, since this right is given to them by God hidden by means of a creature that belongs to their human race. Hence, they won't be able to disown these rights, except for some perfidious ones, but still, my power will know how to knock them down and conquer them. So, let me accomplish the work of my will in you. Don't stand in the way. And you and I will be happy to see it reigning in the other creatures. After this, I received Holy Communion. And in my interior, my dear Jesus made himself seen as so very little, while the Celestial Mother laid her azure mantle over me and the divine little one. Then, I don't know how, I felt her inside of me, kissing, caressing, taking her dear son into her arms. She clasped him to her heart, nurtured him, nourished him, did to him 1,000 stratagems of love. And I was spectator and marveled. And the Sovereign Celestial Mama, with an astounding love, told me, "My daughter, there is nothing to be marveled about. I am inseparable from my dear Jesus. Wherever the Son is, there must be the Mother. This is my task, to raise him within souls. He is tiny, and souls don't know much about the way they must raise him, nor do they have the milk of love with which to nourish him, calm his crying, warm him when they make him numb with cold. I, who am the Mother, know the little needs of my divine baby, nor could it be without his mama. We are inseparable from each other. I repeat within the souls what I did in his tender age. And while I raise my son, offering all the care to render him happy, at the same time, I take care of the daughter, to raise her according to the way my son wants her. This is my mission, more than celestial. As soon as I see my son in the souls, so do I run and descend into them, and I occupy myself with his growth. More so since, one being the will of my son with mine, as though naturally wherever he is, there I am as well. And as a consequence, my love imposes itself in carrying out the office of mother, for he who so much loves me, and for those whom we so much love. Indeed, I feel them like twins born of one labor, my son God and the creature. How not to love them? Then, with a more tender and moving tone, she added, "My daughter, how beautiful, great, and prodigious is the virtue of the divine will. It empties everything that is not light or divine. It unites the Father's distances. It repeats, in act, what was done over centuries and centuries. And it renders as though natural the human act in the divine. It is its creative power that reaches the extent of bilocating, of multiplying, of transforming its very life in the creature. Therefore, love it very much and deny nothing to it.